Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farris, and I am delighted to have Roger Blankenship with us today. He is an author, educator, motivational, inspirational speaker, and business leader. He's the founder of Flipping America Real Estate Investors Association and Flipping America Academy and Coaching Program. He hosts the nationally syndicated real estate show, Flipping America. Roger is the author of the number one international best-selling book, Flipping Houses in 10 Days, How You Can Make Big Money in Real Estate. Roger, welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, Roger, tell us how you came to your passion and purpose.
Well, you know... That's interesting. I think it's been one of those things that just kind of develops along. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I am not particularly passionate about real estate. For me, it's always been a means to an end. But I discovered along the way that I was pretty good at it. And I enjoyed the actual process of taking something that doesn't look great or maybe it's just dilapidated or needs updating and making something beautiful out of it. And that sort of fits well with my creative bent and just a general desire to make things better in this world.
Well, that's absolutely wonderful, and you certainly have created a powerful legacy with your expertise that's really revolutionized the real estate investment business.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Revolutionized may be a little bit of a strong word, but hopefully we can do our bit to make things better, to help improve some lives.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Roger, can you share with us, when did you start writing?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I've always wanted to write. When I was in college, I entered a short story competition and didn't go anywhere. In fact, the reviews that I got on my short story were disheartening, to say the least. But I've always felt that there are books in me, and not just about real estate, because I think and read about a lot of different subjects, and I think a lot about life and so forth. And so I've always wanted to put pen to paper, but I had a man that I considered a mentor early on in my college career, and he said, I believe you should never write a book until you're 40, because you're still making up your mind about things until then.
Yeah.
And he was right, but after I turned 40, I wrote my first book and failed to get it published. So I set it aside for a while.
The encouragement from others is so important. And as you indicated, beyond real estate, your interest and taking that knowledge and wisdom that you've developed and implemented throughout your career has been really profound and quite successful. So you've done really well, and we really appreciate your writing. And that's so encouraging for listeners.
Thank you. I think it's a little bit of a work in progress, too. I ended up sliding into a job where I was editing devotional journals for a Christian nonprofit and reading a lot of what other people were writing and tuning in to how things connected. And also, I read a lot of books. I read business books. I read novels. And learning how to effectively communicate, it's been a part of my career, but communicate with the written word is something that I've sort of learned by doing a lot of consuming.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, because I believe we are all a work in progress. Can you tell us what inspires you to create and write?
That's an interesting question. As far as inspiration, I don't know for sure, but I think that I was born with a creative instinct or impulse. I've always wanted to draw and create and paint and color. One of the gauges I use to assess my own mental health as I go through my adult life is how many new ideas that I know my life is pretty much on track. And in those times where I'm having some setbacks and I'm feeling kind of down and blue, those are the times when I don't have creative ideas. And I know it's not like that for everyone, but if I'm living, if I'm breathing, and if things are going moderately well at least, then I'm creating. And it's just a part of it, whether it's creating a new floor plan in a house or creating a new course to put into our program or a new idea that never sees the light of day, because I have learned to filter those things over the years.
Yes, that's incredible. Being so well-rounded and also using your creative skills to improve yourself, to teach, coach, and inspire people to really thrive and become successful. And, you know, I think in your real estate business, for those who are, I guess, seasoned investors or even those who are novices, that's very encouraging, because many are looking for new ways to enhance their lives and make a profit. So thank you so much for sharing that. Can you tell us if you've had any challenges in your writing?
Well, I think the first challenge was I wrote that short story about a deer hunter who didn't take the shot when he had the opportunity. And it was a magnificent buck, and he didn't shoot it. Well, the truth is, I had never been deer hunting in my life, and I still haven't. And so I made the first big mistake writing about something you don't know anything about. After I received the scathing review from the professors that read it, it really discouraged me for a while, and I've tried to figure out if that was a bad thing. It hurt, and I took it personally, but it probably pushed me to do better, to get better. And then I guess the next big obstacle, when I was 42 years old, I put my all into a book that I wrote, and I called it The Good Life, and people around me were encouraging me to write it, and I wrote it, and I did the thing where I sent it off to all the publishers, and no one would publish it. And no one said it was bad. They just said, in these days, you have to have a voice and a following and something that, you know, a lot of things that I didn't have at the time. So that was a little bit deflating. But I just kept on writing. And then this book came to me. It sort of evolved over a period of years of investing in real estate. And coupled with the stories that I put into the book, I felt like we had something that people would read.
Yes, absolutely. And that's so important, moving beyond discouragement, going forward. And really, that's so empowering for listeners who are getting started with writing or have had failures or perception from others about maybe not being so good with their writing. Thanks for sharing that. What about some of your favorite tips?
Well, I think first big tip is write what you know. If you want to write about deer hunters, be a deer hunter. And, you know, you're never going to find me writing a book about fishing, because I've done it a few times, but it's not something that's a big part of my life. So write what you know would be the first tip. And then I think the other thing is think about what compels you to turn the pages in the books that you really enjoy. If you really think about it, besides just enjoying the book and at the consumer level, when you think about what the writer is doing to get you to turn that page and to keep going, those are some of the things that have informed what I put into this book and, frankly, why I think it's readable, even for a business book.
Well, those are such smart tips and certainly inspirational for our listeners. So thank you so much for sharing those. Can you tell us a little bit about your book and what really inspired you to put your knowledge and wisdom in book form?
Well, the book itself is a book that's designed to teach you how to flip houses. That's it on the surface. It probably, underneath the surface, teaches you some things about being an entrepreneur, making better business decisions, and leading a life of financial freedom. And I guess what drove me to write it is there's a lot of nonsense out there in social media now. If you're interested in this subject, you can find a lot of YouTube videos and people who are talking. But I've watched some of these, and I just shake my head and wonder, how do they get so many clicks and likes? Because they're ignorant, but they're also talking to people who really don't know and they present themselves in a compelling enough way that they do get the clicks and the likes and all of the things. So I wanted to counter that with some real step-by-step and actionable material. I guess one of the other things that really is a driving force for me is I realize that a lot of the people that I help in my business, once I help them achieve financial freedom and then disposable income, they have in mind to do something good in the world. They want to make a difference and have an impact, whether it's through a church or a charity or a nonprofit or their own foundation, whatever. They want to make the world a better place, and they're going to do that with all the extra money that they're making in real estate. And so if I can help people be successful in their real estate careers, I am in a small way helping make the world a better place. And that really is the gasoline that fires up my engine every day.
That is spectacular. And it's very encouraging using your resources and even your writing to really move beyond just real estate, but really helping people fulfill their passion and become successful in what they do. That is so great.
Thank you.
Well, Roger, when you wrote your book, what did you hope readers would take away?
I hope that they would take away a little bit of enthusiasm for this business. Like, okay, I can do this. But I hope also that they take away some solid step-by-step action that they can take. And here are some ways that you can look at a potential deal and know whether or not it's the right thing for you.
That is fantastic. And for those who are apprehensive about real estate investing, those who are seasoned or novices, your book has so much to offer, and it's something for everyone. So we certainly appreciate
that.
Yes, yes. Roger, what impact would you like to see your book have in the world?
That's an interesting question. I think I'm beyond the midlife crisis and thinking that I'm going to change the world. And I don't have any illusions that this little book is going to change the world, but I suppose in a tangible way, it can change some individual lives. And maybe on the whole, collectively, those individual lives can change the world.
Wow. Outstanding. What a powerful message and a way to help people really recharge and renew their lives, and your book certainly will have that impact. And whether you're changing careers, which a lot of people are doing now, exploring viable and productive options for making a living and finding ways to profit and become successful, your book has so much to offer. And that's why we need people like you with your knowledge to make a difference in the world.
Well, thank you.
Roger, how can listeners connect with you?
I'm pretty easy to find. If you just remember Flipping America, if you look up Flipping America, you'll see our website is flippingamerica.net. If you Google my name, Roger Blankenship, then you're going to get two hits. I'm not the MMA fighter. I'm the other guy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Roger, for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate you being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom. And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.